on and coming to a new team and what does it take to get that kind of chemistry with both, especially with your position?
Yeah, well, we got a great group of guys in the O-line room. They've really welcomed me and helped me out with stuff I needed help with. But this is a great locker room, great coaches. And, you know, everyone's really welcomed me, and we've had a couple practices and, you know, feeling comfortable with the team.
Norv's reputation of having kind of a complex offense, mm-hmm. What kind of challenges does it, this kind of coach, offensive coordinator, what does that bring to the table?
It's just learning new terms. You know, a lot of the stuff I've ran before in different offenses and are familiar with is just learning the new terms, learning code words and all that stuff. But I've had some time to in the bye week and stuff to really look over it. So it's been going good.
How has Joe Berger and Tony's father been able to help you based on your familiarity with them?
Yeah. They've been great. You know, Joe knows the offense inside and out. So any questions I've had, he's been able to answer it. And Coach Sperano, it's like we've never met, you know, or never left. Sorry. You know, he's a great coach. I loved playing for him in Miami and enjoy being back with him now.
When was the last time you had pads on and hit another player?
Last year. I mean, in Atlanta, I was the backup, but I practice every single day in practice. So last year. Yeah.
Eager to get out there.
Yeah, really excited to get out in pads today and do some hitting and run around. It's gonna be fun.
It's a bigger challenge, you know, whether it's playing Sunday against Philly or mm-hmm. Monday against Chicago in a couple weeks, or even thereafter. Is it the physical side or the mental side?
I think just the physical side. The mental side I'm fine with. You know, the physical side is just, you know, getting back into it, knocking the rust off. And luckily we had the bye week, and so I got to get out there and run around a little bit. And we had to practice Monday. So really just getting back into it. But I feel great so far.
So, I mean, physically, I mean, do you feel like if they say, hey?
Yeah, whenever my number's called, I'm going to be ready to go. And that'll be up to the coaches and, you know, just welcome the opportunity.
I'm guessing Everson won't take it easy on you while you knock the rest off, put you through your paces. Quick.
No, yeah, I hope so. You know, that's the fun challenge about everything. So I'm excited for practice today.
Does that make alignment better when you go up and practice against somebody who's elite and where you pick up on their moves and
absolutely
incorporate it into your game?
Absolutely. When you can go up against some of the best pass rushers and D-line, you know, every single day in practice, that makes you better as an O-line, as an individual, and you know, it did good battles. So, you know, when you go out there against great players on the opposite team, you know, you can handle it.
What do you think you need to best show?
Just go out there and play like I know I can, move around well, and, you know, just be a team player, and, you know, all the chips will fall where they may.
Right now, you feel like you're
Yeah, I felt good the last couple of days, and you know today will be a big test with pads on, but been feeling good so far.
You were working out since January, you said. Yeah. Were you ever concerned that this call might not come, or did you think something's going to happen? Or?
No, I mean I was just waiting patiently. You know, it was frustrating at times, but I knew eventually I'd get an opportunity, and luckily I got an opportunity here, and I'm really going to go with that, and I'm excited about it.
Excited about coming into a 5-0 team? Is that?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said before, this is a great group of guys, great coaches, and you can really see the love for football these guys got, and they want to play for one another. So that's a fun team to be a part of.
What are your impressions of Alex Boone on that left side?
Great player. I've followed Alex for a long time, and you know, going all the way back to Ohio State. But he's a great player. He's got the mentality you want in an O-lineman, and you know, he's been doing a great job.
See a real communicator out there.
Mm-hmm.
I know he likes to talk a lot.
Yeah.
Does that kind of translate to the field?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he's out there talking and making calls, and him and Joe are, you know, relaying everything. So it's been good so far.